For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Those most at risk for serious implications of COVID-19 are those with compromised immune systems, like certain cancer patients.
Patients who would most be at risk are patients with hematologic malignancies, or patients who have a bone marrow transplant or undergoing bone marrow transplants, or who are actively taking chemotherapy.
Dr. Karen Wickersham is a professor at the University of South Carolina's College of Nursing, who specializes in chronic cancer care. We spoke on Zoom.
And so the reason for this is because they may either be taking immunosuppressive drugs, or if you're actively taking chemotherapy or another type of therapy that suppresses your white blood cell counts or number of lymphocytes in your body, you may be at increased risk for infection, which puts the person at increased risk of any type of infection, including COVID-19.
Chemo is a lot like a wildfire. It takes out everything in its way, including what's beneficial. So immune systems drop and lay a person's entire self bare. It's why the CDC recommends flu shots for chemotherapy patients every 6 months, as well as supplemental pneumococcal shots. But that's for influenza, which has vaccines ready and waiting for it every winter. COVID-19, of course, has no such thing, at least not yet. And it, too, is a bit like a wildfire, in that it does not discriminate over what or who it touches. But the risks do escalate with certain conditions. Chemotherapy-treated cancers are one. Age is another.
The most common chronic disease in older adults, so I'm talking about people about 65 or older, is cancer.
Dr. Sue Heine is also a professor and cancer expert at U of SC's College of Nursing, and she is at multiple risk for a thing like COVID-19 because she's had cancer, she has an autoimmune condition, and she's 70 years old.
Children can take huge amounts of chemotherapy and bounce back. We as adults cannot do that, even though we think that, you know, once our counts are back up, that our immune system will then respond to any invader like the COVID-19 virus. But it's older. It's always going to be slower.
Stats connecting COVID deaths with cancer are hard to come by. The newest and most complete look at the link between COVID and cancer was published on February 28th by the World Health Organization China Joint Mission on Coronavirus Disease. It shows that through February 20th, the fatality rate for cancer patients with laboratory-confirmed coronavirus infection was 7.6%. That's about double the rate of deaths among those who had no comorbid condition, and about half of those among people who had underlying cardiovascular disease at the time they contracted COVID. But while cancer patients have a higher risk for infection from the coronavirus, there are two encouraging things to keep in mind. First, says Dr. Wickersham, is that cancer patients are used to taking extra precautions when it comes to infectious disease, and those precautions are pretty much the same for cancer patients as they are for everyone else.
Hypervigilance to washing your hands, staying inside, avoiding person-to-person contact, cleaning and disinfecting your home, and then, of course, keeping in touch with your oncologist or your healthcare provider, and then any additional recommendations that they may give.
The second encouraging thing is that a coronavirus drug may come from understanding how to treat some forms of cancer. Out in Washington State, a biotech firm named Cytodyne has worked one of its cancer drugs into a potential treatment for COVID-19. According to its clinical trial data filed with the FDA, the drug shows promise by limiting the effects of the so-called cytokine storm. That's when invasion-fighting cytokine cells overproduce in the body in response to a severe threat. The newest research into how the coronavirus affects the immune system is pointing towards shutting off the cytokine storm, something that effective cancer therapies can do. But hope, of course, needs to wait where it often must, behind patients and time.
I think if you gave us another month, we would know how many patients with cancer have also COVID-19 or which drug and how it would work.
The trouble, she says, is that the situation is still so new that putting together the answers is a lot like trying to build a plane that's already in flight. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.